CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hong Kong's crypto ETFs had a soft debut, with trading volume coming in much lower than expected. The total trading volume for Bitcoin came in at around $8.5 million, while Ether ETFs only saw around $2.5 million. Issuers expected the initial volume to be over $100 million, according to local media reports. Bitcoin slipped on the news and was at around $61,100 as of 9 a.m. Eastern Time. MicroStrategy now holds $13.6 billion worth of Bitcoin, totaling 1% of total supply. That's according to Canaccord. The broker cut its price target on the firm to $1,590 from $1,810 while maintaining its buy rating. The company raised over $1.5 billion in the first quarter and used the proceeds to acquire an additional 25,250 Bitcoin, now owning more than 200,000 units of the cryptocurrency. MicroStrategy's corporate strategy is partly based on the acquisition and holding of Bitcoin. And according to industry watchers, the Indonesian election results might be good for crypto. The winners of Indonesia's recent presidential election may ensure consistency for crypto policy in the country, with winning vice presidential candidate of the current ruling party promising to create blockchain experts during his campaign. Indonesia leads Southeast Asia in terms of the number of registered crypto users, but trails behind Thailand and Vietnam in terms of trading volume. That's a wrap for CoinDesk Daily today. Get more updates on CoinDesk.com, and we'll see you next time.